And ko taku manu hiri anayanei, it is Nicholas Poynton today for business. Hi, Nicholas.
Hello.
What are we going to talk about? Rise of the Wellington office market. Do people still want offices?
It's the exact question that came to mind when I was covering this story today, because it does look like there's some real strength emerging in the Wellington office market, really evidenced by the fact that the listed property investor and developer Precinct Properties is looking to raise $250 million to buy two office buildings in downtown Wellington and also pay off some debt. So the company's agreed to buy Bowen House. Some people may be familiar with this property.
I'm familiar with Bowen House.
I thought
yes.
You might be. Yes, used to be the home to MPs and parliamentary staff. It's also looking to do its due diligence on the Freyberg building. So two things these buildings both have in common. They're both properties that are close to Parliament and have housed government departments. And the company, they've bought Bowen House for about $92 million. They plan to spend, you know, nearly $60 million in bringing that building up to scratch, earthquake strengthening it. But they've already signed a 15-year lease agreement with Parliamentary Services. And speaking to the company's CEO today, he told me he thinks there's real potential in the Wellington office market. He says in the past, this has been a city that's been underserved when it comes to office space. When you compare it to the likes of Auckland, where we tend to always see new office buildings going up. But when we got to that topic of the work from home phenomenon, as it's been sort of dubbed, we spoke about that. And he acknowledged that, yes, that's very much a real thing. But they really got the courage to really go out and make these two acquisitions, because a building that they'd recently completed, when they were leasing that building out, they were absolutely surprised by the level of demand they were seeing in Wellington. He puts it down to the fact that more and more people are working from home, but there's always going to be a need for businesses to come and gather in one place, make big decisions. Human beings by nature are social. They want that connection. And also, just on a practical sense, that if you are hiring new staff, it does sort of trying to attract the best talent, it does sort of help if you've got a sort of a glitzy office you can sort of overwhelm them with and things like that.
It's interesting though, Nicholas, that their primary customer at this point is Parliamentary Services, because I'm sure there'll be some alarm bells going off somewhere about increasing bureaucracy and needing more office space.
Well, look, that was one thing we spoke about today. He did tell me that for their other building, there may be some potential customers in the private sector, but look, it does go just, maybe that's why the Wellington office market is to a degree much stronger than the Auckland market, maybe less need there for public service space for offices and that sort of thing. One thing this company does say though, it does have its eyes on more properties in Wellington and Auckland in the future.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, what can you tell me about KiwiSaver and minimum contributions?
Yeah, look, talk about news you can use, because people only have about a week to ensure they're eligible for the maximum government contributions to your KiwiSaver. That's according to the ASB Bank. They're raising the alarm about this because they say they have hundreds of thousands of investors, members of the scheme with them, who may be missing out. So as a reminder, members of KiwiSaver who contribute at least $1,043 by June 30th, they can receive a bonus, a payout from the government of about $521. And ASB says almost half of its KiwiSaver members have not saved enough and could miss out on their share of this $90 million payout from the government. And they say over the lifetime of KiwiSaver, that could amount to about $25,000. And look, this is just one KiwiSaver provider sounding the alarm on this. There are plenty of KiwiSaver providers, and I cannot help but suspect that there are probably other people who may be at risk of missing out on this payment. So it's really an encouragement to get, you know, to go home.
And it would be so excruciatingly annoying if you were just a tiny bit short of the threshold.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you are short, you can just, if you have discretionary spending available to you, you can just move that across. And that's something I've heard in recent weeks. Some people have been doing it. Contractors, something like that. They do have to pay it outright. So, look, that's something you should check. Do your homework, you know, and you might be in line to get a $521 bonus from the government.
What do the market numbers tell us today, Nicholas?
Well, the NZX is up a mere 10 points to 12,552. The dollar is at 69.8 US cents. Still some weakness there, and 92.8 Australian.
Brilliant. Thanks, Nicholas. E noho rā. Have a great weekend. That was Nicholas Poynton with Business News.